257 miles above Earth, nor stop it from spinning. So it's supposed to drop into the atmosphere and, of course, then burn up between May 5th and 7th. So see how that works out. Thing is, they need to get some more up there, right? Because they're going to be, it says here, oxygen, which they need, and fuel, which they probably need. So anyhow, we'll see how they make do with that. Either that or they could just send Bruce Willis and Clint Eastwood, right? Those old guys up there. Didn't they do that in a movie or something? Oh, no, that was to shoot an asteroid. I forgot.
No, Willis was to shoot an asteroid. Okay. Eastwood did go to space in a movie.
All right, there you go. All right, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Going to be nice for the next five, 6 days, I'd say. High temperatures right around 80 every day. And low temperatures next few nights will be below 60. Then it'll warm up a little bit after Sunday to about 62 or 65 for lows. But all in all, it'll be great. And again, no mention of rain. Right now, humidity is 89%. Winds are calm. We're at 53 degrees at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The anger over Freddie Gray's death spreads. Stand up! From Boston to Washington, D.C., all the way west from San Diego over to Seattle.
Standing with the Defiant Ones in Baltimore, who have sent a very powerful message.
In New York City, about 100 people were arrested. 9 were taken into custody in Denver. It was quiet in Baltimore as something new emerges out of the investigation into the death of the black man in police custody. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Citing police documents, the Washington Post reports a prisoner who was in a Baltimore police van with Freddie Gray believed the 25-year-old was trying to hurt himself. The prisoner, who was separated by a partition, said he heard Gray banging the walls of the vehicle. Exactly what happened to Gray is still shrouded in mystery. Baltimore Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk says a preliminary report will be handed over to the state's attorney tomorrow, but adds,
"We cannot release all of the information from this investigation to the public."
Gray's family denies he was trying to hurt himself. Dave.
Rachel, a story of survival amid the 5,500 deaths and counting in earthquake devastated Nepal.
We were told that there's voices heard in a void space.
So then rescuers were able to dig out a teenager who had been buried alive for 5 days under a collapsed building. There's another senator, the fourth one, who wants to be president. But unlike Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Marco Rubio, this one will run as a Democrat. Fox News Radio's John Decker live at the White House.
Self-described Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders, Vermont's junior U.S. Senator, will make it official today. He will challenge Hillary Clinton for the 2016 Democratic nomination. Sanders says he's running to fight what he calls obscene levels of income disparity and a campaign finance system that is, in his words, a real disgrace. An independent in the Senate, the 73-year-old is hoping to attract interest from liberal Democrats. Dave?
John, unemployment claims last week were the lowest in 15 years, 262,000. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What do half the Fortune 500 companies all have in common? They choose Regis to quickly and easily take the hassle out of finding office space. Regis provides offices, technology, and support staff for companies large and small, so they get up and running fast. Customized solutions from short-term to long-term, all on your terms. And with Regis managing the details, you're free to do your best work. So when you're ready to take your business to the next level, Regis is there. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 1919. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for 7 days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1919.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Since 1978, University Pediatric Association has established the finest tradition of specialized pediatric care in the Brazos Valley. Continuing that tradition means adding only the best young pediatric specialists to the team at UPA. It means having weekend and evening hours, a pediatric nurse on call 24/7, and answering only to our families, not a hospital or health system. For more information, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
Spring is here, and so is the BCS Home Builders Association's 2015 Spring Parade of Homes, sponsored by James Conant Fireplaces and Insulation and Guarantee Bank and Trust. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th, and finishes May 2nd and 3rd. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders and their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at bcsbuilders.org, in the Eagle newspaper, and theeagle.com. Don't forget, the Spring Parade of Homes, April 25th and 26th, then May 2nd and 3rd.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Multiple listener reports of a T-bone accident of a school bus and pickup at Dartmouth and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. A call is in with the College Station Police, who are contacting their officers out in the field right now. They are on scene. The intersection is visible from our offices, and the bus appears upright. No word on any injuries at this moment. The Brazos County Tax Office is in its last days in downtown Bryan. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says if you still have to do your April vehicle registration, do it before Monday.
Close at our old location, end of the business day Monday, and we'll have 3 days to move all of our departments, including the motor vehicle department, train on the new equipment, and then we are opening Friday morning at the new location.
Photos of the new building off Pendleton between Copperfield and Boonville are on our website at WTAW.com. Four juveniles have been arrested on felony criminal mischief charges for setting fire to playground equipment at Sol Ross Park in February. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says damage was estimated at more than $8,000. Brandon Webb with the Bryan School District says the fire was across the street from Sol Ross Elementary School.
That is playground equipment that that our kids use and a lot of community members also use. There's a tradition of having public parks next to public schools here in Bryan.
Webb says at least two of the plastic slides were set on fire the evening of February 12th. The Texas A&M Health Science Center and St. Joseph Health System are among the partners in a new senior living community. HSC Chief Executive Dr. Brett Jawas says students in multiple disciplines will be involved in the MatureWell Lifestyle Center.
How many seniors are on multiple medications that would love to have a personalized doctor of pharmacy student working with them to make sure the dosages are just right?
Developers of the Traditions are also participating in the 23,000-square-foot, two-story facility near the golf course and the HSC. Groundbreaking will take place this fall with completion next spring. On his next-to-last day as interim president of Texas A&M, Mark Hussey received a standing ovation at the Board of Regents meeting. Dr. Hussey responded to Chancellor John Sharp's request to make a speech.
Chancellor, I'm not going to give a speech, but as I've said many times, I need to thank this board. I need to thank you, Chancellor, for giving me this opportunity to lead our university.
After 15 months in the president's office, Hussey will return to his position as dean of the Agriculture College and system vice chancellor for its agriculture agencies. Texas A&M's startup Aggieland organization is the nation's first student entrepreneur business accelerator. You're invited to check out their second Shark Frenzy event. 20 student teams will enter the Shark Tank with 10 venture capitalists to pitch their idea. Marketing coordinator Shelley Brankman says the event is almost exactly like the TV show Shark Tank.
The set is very similar. When they come in, they'll see a live TV production. The studio audience is them. They get to participate. It's pretty interactive. We have sharks or investors that are coming from the East and the West Coast and from around Texas. We've got quite a few celebrity sharks.
Brinkman says two teams will receive checks for their pitch. The free event is Saturday from 4 to 7 at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
It's 8:10. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Lots of sunshine will continue right through today with high temperatures during this afternoon. A bit over 80, and it's going to be clear tonight. Overnight low 54 to 58. Looks nice again during the day Friday. Mostly sunny skies. High temperature 80 to 84 degrees. It'll be clear and a bit milder Friday night around 60. And sun with a few clouds on Saturday. Temperatures reaching the lower and middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Normally we talk to Charles Schwertner. Now we'll talk to him tomorrow at 7:30, and then we'll still talk to Kyle Cassell tomorrow as well. But nonetheless, so just kind of, as you know, as things go on in the session, because he's busy with that, and then he's also on the conference committee for the budget. So a lot of stuff going on. In the meantime, Mr. Musk, Elon Musk, going to bring out his big battery today? Is that what we think?
That's what investors were told.
Yeah. This is a home battery energy storage unit.
Yes. And a home scale and a utility scale.
Yeah. What they're saying, you know, if you can believe their numbers or believe what they're saying to you, is that this will save consumers about 25% on their electric bills. Elon Musk is, of course, the billionaire CEO of Tesla. We'll announce details about the energy device on tonight. Oh, by the way, 2 weeks from today, we'll be talking with the folks from BTU. And so we'll be talking to them about a lot of things, but we might bring this up with Gary to see what his thoughts are.
Yeah, they're talking up to 50% subsidies.
Yeah,
from the energy company, because it actually helps with energy company demand.
Sure.
Well, not predicting 50% here, but you basically charge your battery during off-peak hours at a much cheaper rate, and you get to use that 15 kilowatt hours or so whenever you want to.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And then, but the other thing that's neat about that, and we talk about it all the time, is that one of the things about BTU is since they generate electricity, they can go out and sell that in the marketplace and make money off of that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you use your generation for the best possible situation that we can do. Wall Street's pretty excited about it, though. They like the idea of Tesla entering into the home electricity sector.
It actually makes solar viable. Now, they have battery banks, mm-hmm. but it's confusing and inefficient. If this is a plug-and-play or as close to it as it can be type product where you have solar panels
right.
and you hook this in, and they can trickle charge that throughout the day, and you keep going. I mean, that's a great deal.
It is. I can see that this would be there's a downside. The downside is it costs a lot of money.
$13,000.
Yeah, they're going to cost a lot of money. But again, it may be a great opportunity for, like you say, those other users to trickle charge during the day and make more energy available. Make the pie bigger, if you will.
Lifespan will be extremely important.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Okay. In the meantime, we're going to talk about things going on in the city. Brian, Paul Casper's here this morning. Paul, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. Pull that mic a little bit closer to you. Okay, so we got some meetings coming up so that people understand what's the future here as far as roads and streets and all sorts of projects. And Brian,
we sure do. So the first one I'm going to start off with is a meeting that's happening next week. It's a public meeting on ADA topic, and yeah. So the city, both cities, in fact, Brian and College Station have hired the same consultant, Kimley Horn Associates, and they're been working over this past year to develop what is called an ADA transition plan for each community, and that shows how we're going to come into full compliance with ADA. And, you know, it's a comprehensive plan, looks at policies and procedures, but also physical improvements that need to be made. And while we're looking at all of our policies and things fairly comprehensively, to go out and inventory all of our sidewalks and curb ramps and everything else is a pretty costly proposition. So we've been able to do a sampling of those, and that'll be in the plan. And this is going to be a guiding, living document that we move on with and develop as we go on. So it'll be a guiding document where we're going to go spend funds to improve barriers that are out there for folks try to access city services or just, you know, accessing our public roads.
Well, and that's people have seen over the last couple of years, you've been doing extensive work on Texas Avenue. We see it there because that you end up being inconvenienced because you're putting sidewalks in and you're putting the curb brakes in and all that. But that kind of thing is going on even in the less traveled areas, I guess, of the city as well.
It is. That's true. And we focused on some of the major corridors, but you're also talking about buildings and parks. And so those are some of the facilities we did a sampling of as well. The results of that plan will be in draft format available at a meeting next Tuesday. So that's...
I've got my calendar here.
May 6th. Yeah, I want to get to make sure
date. That's a Wednesday.
It's May 6th then. I don't get the right date. May 6th at 6 p.m.
I use my mouse pad. Paul's over there with his device. I got my funky little mouse pad here that's got the calendar on it. But anyway, So it's the 6th and what time?
It's the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Bryan Municipal Building. And so that's one meeting. The other one, the reason why I was thrown off there is we have another meeting the night before.
Okay.
And that's it. That's May 5th at 6 p.m. But at Elementary School, and that one's the topic we've been talking about the last two weeks, which is the thoroughfare plan. And just a quick shout out for that project is folks have had a little bit of misunderstanding thinking this is a capital improvement program
because College Station's going through that right now,
so this is a little different. This is a planning document. This is showing where development, when it happens, how we'll connect roads together. So it's not a funded plan that we're going out and making those improvements. So but be glad to have folks come back out again. That's at 6 p.m. at Milam Elementary at the cafeteria. And one last topic to talk about is a meeting that's happening tonight. It's hosted by TxDOT. And it's related to bicycle and pedestrian improvement. So it's a regional meeting. It's got TxDOT, both cities involved in it, the MPO. It's happening on campus at Rudder Complex in room 301 is where we'll start, and there'll be a breakout session afterward. Happens tonight at 5:30 p.m. And so you'll get to hear a short presentation from each entity on projects just recently completed that are related to pedestrian and bicycle improvements. And then we'll also have lots of opportunity for public input because that's the real goal of the meeting.
And then let's talk about that for just a second now. In the Bryan plan, tell me, have you gotten input from the cycling community so far, or is that something that starts after tonight?
Well, it's really an opportunity to have some of that. We've had some individual input as well from cyclists, so some not just last year but previous years. And so there's some projects such as conversion of Finfeather Road to instead of the four lanes of traffic that's there now, we have a safety grant project that narrows it in the sense of travel lanes, makes it a three-lane roadway, but it adds bike lanes on it. And if you've ever driven Finfeather, it's a great connection from downtown Bryan to Texas A&M University. So that project will be happening sometime between now and 2017. So we'll talk about more of that tonight as well.
Well, you know, but in reality, and love to have bike lanes for people, but it is Texas. And, you know, we don't bike around here year-round. There are a lot of folks that go, nah, I can't do that in June, July, and August. But making the streets as friendly for bikers as for cyclists as possible is a good thing.
Yeah, I think it may do a little slowing down of traffic as well. But there is a pretty good contingent of folks that I have seen ride from A&M campus to downtown Bryan, especially on First Fridays.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
They have a good group.
Let's go backwards for just a minute back to the ADA thing because I'm kind of it's interesting that technology touches almost everything in our lives. Has technology in any place that you've seen been apparent in making things more available to people who have mobility problems?
Well, certainly part of the ADA transition plan is how we're looking at our website, and that's a whole lot of things that I didn't know a lot about.
Okay.
But there is right and wrongs with regard to accessibility on websites. And
really?
Don't let me get into that. I'd have somebody come back and talk to me about that.
I will.
But, interesting. But it was a little bit of a learning experience. Yeah. It's one of the extra hats that I get to wear as ADA coordinator for the city, and so I'm getting educated as part of this process as well.
Well, it is. It's a learning curve, and I'm sure in many ways, and you know, through no fault of city administration or anything, it's just it's a newer world, and it's a learning curve for a whole lot of people, I'm sure. Yes. So again, you got a lot of meetings out there. Those meetings posted on the website, can you go have a look?
They are. They are out there. The thoroughfare plans right off the major web page. The only one that's probably not on the website and was done by press release with TxDOT, since it's really their meeting and we're being a part of it, is that bike pedestrian meeting that's tonight at 5:30 at Ritter Complex, room 301.
Okay. Lots of stuff going on in the city. Paul Casper here. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, sir.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. We'll talk to Mary from the Brazos Valley Symphony in just a minute.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, as we are wrapping up the season for Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra and, of course, their big fundraiser. Mary's with us this morning. How are you today?
Just fine, Scott. Thank you.
Let's talk about last weekend's program, because obviously it was spectacular.
It was a moment in time. It was filled with such moving music, and General Ramirez did an incredible job of narrating, doing this Gettysburg Address, and I tell you, there was not a dry eye in the house when the whole concert was over with. It was probably one of the high points of the Brazos Valley Symphony, and we were very proud to be a part and to have General Ramirez as part of our presentation that night.
Well, that's kind of neat, because again, this is an unusual community. There's strong military background here and great military history through A&M, so to have that was fun. But, you know, it's Run for the Roses week, so it's time to get busy there, too, huh?
Absolutely. Well, we've got it coming up. It's Saturday at 4 o'clock. And, in fact, I was just on the phone with the Hilton and our Derby Day chair, Rhonda Raphael, and Edward Allison is also our chair, talking about just last-minute finishes and things. It's going to be a huge party. You know, everything you expect, silent auction, live auction, fantastic food. And, of course, we have special things, you know, since it's reenacting the Derby. We'll be watching Kentucky Derby together. And then the ladies like to wear the hats and things. And so we have a hat parade, and there's a hat contest, you know, who has the most outrageous, the biggest, whatever. And there's all sorts of just fun little prizes we give away on that.
And you have great music, too. And if people have been to the Opus Gala, they are familiar with the Emerald City Company.
Right. And this is a party strategy. The Emerald City Management has several bands under their control. And this one is called Party Machine. And we've had them the last couple of years, and they're so good. And people keep asking, you know, we love that band, have them back. So they're coming back again this year. And we're going to end up with dancing at the very end of the night, and you just stay and kind of dance the night away after all the festivities.
Well, it is. It's kind of fun. Now, tickets still available?
Absolutely. We have a room for about probably one more full table.
Okay.
So, you know, if you would like to still come, just call the office at 979-696-6100. And we'll get you fitted in, and that way you won't miss a single thing.
But you never have time to rest, because you do have a new season coming up. So what can you share about the upcoming time for us?
We actually unveiled the season at the last concert, and it's going to be another blockbuster. I mean, you're going to have your Beethoven symphonies. There's going to be Bach. There's going to be Brahms. We're doing the Brahms Requiem with you know, Brazos Valley Chorale, the Texian Century Singers, and the Blind Choir. And then some very special things. We have an incredible concertmaster, Javier Chaparro, but there's a whole side of him nobody even knows. He's a composer, he's a guitarist, he does incredible Latin compositions, and he and his band Salud will be performing with the symphony next year. It's a very special treat. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Marianne Anderson String Quartet, world famous, is going to be with us for one of our concerts. In fact, there's a special composition being written just for them for this particular concert. And it's just, we're going to end with a huge Gershwin. It's going to be a fantastic season. Just don't miss it.
Now, is that posted someplace now yet, or when do ticket sales?
We're still in the soft launch, but if you want to go, we've already been selling season tickets right, left, and upside down. So if you would like to get tickets, go ahead and just call our office, and we can go ahead and take those.
Sure.
And once again, 696-6100, and we can go ahead and get you hooked up with a season tickets. We had a lady called yesterday, and she wanted 10 season tickets. So they are selling like hotcakes.
So do you get to take a breath after this weekend?
No. Then we're into the next season.
That's right. Got to do that. That's for sure. So anyhow, happy times. And this weekend, it's Derby Days, and then the new season starts right around the corner. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The number of people applying for first-time unemployment benefits tumbled last week to the lowest level in 15 years. Initial jobless claims fell by 34,000 to 262,000. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, fell by 1,250. If you think you need to put your financial house in order but haven't taken any steps to follow through, you're not alone. According to a new study by Northwestern Mutual, 58% of us believe our financial planning efforts need improvement, but 34% have done nothing to plan for financial futures. Remember the old Howard Johnsons? With one recent closing in New York's Adirondacks, there are now only two Howard Johnsons restaurants left, one in Lake George, New York, the other in Bangor, Maine. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower this morning after stocks closed lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials gave back 74. The NASDAQ fell 32. The S&P 500 was off 8. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com. 8:27. Rolling Stone magazine has come up with their list of the 50 greatest live albums of all time.
Greatest live album?
Greatest live albums of all time. So think about that.
Peter Frampton.
Just think about it. Just think about it, and then we'll go over it in a little while.
Okay.
But we'll see what the old guy in there, in the sports room, and the young guy in the newsroom think. And then
does that make you the older?
I'm the oldest, yeah.
The oldest guy.
Yeah. The Xerox company is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill local today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
fighting stress with sugar. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. When you're under stress, you might reach for a sweet. New research may explain why. University of California researchers gave women volunteers beverages sweetened with either sugar or artificial sweetener. They then conducted brain scans and measured the volunteers' levels of stress hormones while they underwent stressful activities. UC Davis research nutritionist Kevin Leggero says those who consumed sugar showed reduced stress.
In the short term, consuming foods high in sugar might have some beneficial effects, but over the long term, this could possibly lead to a metabolic dysfunction.
Andy says the everyday consumption of sugary foods and beverages to combat stress would result in a diet low in nutrition and high in calories. The study appears in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Today, news from Microsoft can be boiled down into two simple words. We're back. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Email, shopping, banking, bills. My list of online accounts and passwords never stops growing, and I never could remember the right one until I discovered Dashlane. Dashlane is the secure app that remembers all of my passwords and then automatically logs me in safely and securely every time. I love Dashlane so much that I upgraded to the premium version to sync my passwords on all my devices. I have Dashlane on my phone, on my laptop at home, and my computer at work. Passwords are always at my fingertips. Are you still using the same password you created 10 years ago? Well, Dashlane invented the password changer that changes your passwords in seconds, all with a click of the mouse. Say goodbye to those awful reset password emails and never forget another password again with Dashlane. Dashlane is free. And Kim Commando listeners who try it right now even lock in 35% off of Dashlane's premium version. Go to Dashlane.com/Kim. That's Dashlane.com/Kim to lock in this Kim Commando special offer. Go to Dashlane.com/Kim today.
While so much tech news has revolved around Apple for the past few weeks, Microsoft has just nudged the world with a not-so-gentle reminder. The message is simple. We're back. And we've got a huge new operating system called Windows 10, and we're going to launch it this summer. And not only that, there'll be a slew of new and innovative apps. Microsoft has taken a page from the Apple playbook. They're courting independent app developers, and they set the bar very high. They're publicly proclaiming that Windows 10 will be on more than a billion computers, desktops, laptops, tablets, and smartphones within the next 2 years. Now, no one is saying that Microsoft is betting the farm on Windows 10, but we can say this. If Windows 10 does not live up to Microsoft's predictions, the damage will be huge. Look for Windows 10 this summer. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Recently got off the phone with College Station Police Sergeant Roy Shelton. We have the information here, if you'll bear with me, on the bus accident at Harvey Mitchell and Dartmouth. There was a College Station ISD bus with three children on board headed east on the inside lane of Harvey Mitchell. A Toyota pickup headed westbound in the outside lane of Harvey Mitchell was traveling. The bus began a left turn onto Dartmouth when the truck struck it. The three children on the bus were not injured. The driver of the truck may have possible injuries. We'll see if there's need for an update later today. The Brazos County Tax Office will be closed 3 days next week in order to move to their new building off Pendleton between Copperfield and Boonville. Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says she had to work with the state to set the moving dates in order to cause the least amount of customer disruption.
I don't know that the public understands this, but all of the equipment in that department belongs to the state of Texas. We're simply their agents in this particular case. So they have to schedule the move. They've given us a date. Their date is this next Tuesday. I ask them to please let us get through the end of the month and not put people out, because a lot of people are coming right at the end and the beginning of a month. Friday is a payday. We are always very heavy. There, people want to make sure their money's in place before they come to see us.
Rose says for those needing to do April vehicle registration, you have until Monday. The move will take place on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, and the new office will open a week from tomorrow. May vehicle registrations can be done online and in person at local Kroger and HEB stores. A new senior living community is coming to West Bryan. Partners in the Mature Well Lifestyle Center include St. Joseph Health System. Chief Executive Kathy Cruzy says this will serve seniors who are healthy as well as those needing care.
It will be a one-stop shop, so to speak, for seniors who want to manage their chronic conditions like arthritis, stay well, and lead active lifestyles, and most importantly, share these experiences with healthcare providers who understand them, as well as other patients and community members who are in the same stage of life.
Another partner is the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Chief Executive Dr. Brett Girois says students will be involved not only in developing medical care, delivering medical care, but also to do things that keep seniors healthy. That includes a future app for smartphones and tablets designed by A&M engineering students.
Those devices to keep you healthy, to predict falls, to understand how an 80-year-old interacts with an iPad productively, these things all happen.
Groundbreaking takes place this fall, with opening planned next spring on the two-story, 23,000-square-foot facility. Bryan police and fire officers say four juveniles are responsible for damaging playground equipment at Sol Ross Park.
The two agencies together arrested three juveniles and a 17-year-old on felony criminal mischief warrants.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Baus says damage was more than $8,000. Brandon Webb with the Bryan School District says the fire was at the park across the street from Sol Ross Elementary.
Apparently the suspect set at least two of the plastic slides on fire at the park, and there may have been damage to three.
The fire took place the evening of February 12th. A Texas House committee has endorsed changes, changing the state's school grading system to a range from A through F. That's after hearing from teachers and administration who were opposed.
School districts are currently graded A through F. This bill, sponsored by State Rep Morgan Meyer, would align that system with the individual campus rating system.
Simply makes it easier for a parent to see that where the district is and what the campus is rated are consistent.
Portia Bossy of the Texas State Teachers Association believes A through F is overly simplistic.
It really was meant to be linked to a system of high stakes tests, and we are trying to get away from that.
State Board of Education member Thomas Ratliff finds the system incomplete.
Tell us how the highest performing subgroup, the lowest performing subgroup, and the student body as a whole is doing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And the House Public Education Committee says the campus grades would be based on student and school performance along with parent engagement. This weekend, 20 groups of Texas A&M students are competing for a $5,000 prize to jumpstart their business venture as part of Startup Aggieland's second season of Shark Frenzy.
They will get to see 20 student teams pitch their companies or their ideas. Some are at different stages. Some don't have companies yet, but some do. And then they'll get to watch these sharks, who are the cream of the crop, and engage the students in a Q&A. And that is sometimes it's kind of hard hitting.
Marketing coordinator Shelley Brinkman says Saturday's event is free and open to the public. She says the Shark Tank send-up features 10 respected venture capitalists from around the country. Brian Fenske with the law firm of Norton Rose Fulbright will award a $5,000 investment prize to the startup of his choice. One other team will be awarded a check for best pitch. Visit WTAW.com for more information. The end of yesterday's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting included a standing ovation given to Mark Hussey for 15 months as interim president of the flagship campus. Dr. Hussey's response was a list of thanks for the opportunity to lead the university.
And, you know, most importantly to the faculty, the staff, students and former students for all the support that you've given me this past year. This is truly a great time for Texas A&M University.
Tomorrow, Hussey returns to the Agriculture College, where he's the dean, along with leading the system's agriculture agencies as a vice chancellor. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 63 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom.
I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marble Craft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marble Craft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 7th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
It's 8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Lots of sunshine will continue right through today with high temperatures during this afternoon, a bit over 80, and it's going to be clear tonight. Overnight low 54 to 58. Looks nice again during the day Friday, mostly sunny skies. High temperature 80 to 84 degrees. It'll be clear and a bit milder Friday night around 60. And sun with a few clouds on Saturday, temperatures reaching the lower and middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. So, with really not very much fanfare, the Board of Regents has changed the A&M University seal.
Yeah, not much fanfare, yes, but a lot of hoopla.
Yeah, a little bit of notice from the student body, matter of fact. The student senate said they don't like it.
And I kind of like it.
I kind of don't.
Really?
I kind of don't really much at all, to be honest with you.
I prefer the other one. I don't think the new one is bad, but I heard a really great argument in favor of it.
Okay.
And that is, as you're branding yourself, when you remove that seal, there's a consistency of the brand. If you remove the seal and leave the T-star, who knows that one?
Yeah. No, and I understand.
Logically, I like it, but... Mm.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to be the old guy here, yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting, though, is that the bevel T, which is what that is, was designed by Nike, and we don't play with them anymore, you know?
No, and I think a big argument is about the bevel. We just want, you know, get the block ATM, but no bevel.
Yeah,
there's a bevel problem, but I like it.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I think it's like cowbell. You can't, you know, need bevel, right? Yeah.
And for all the old Army out there, there are rings that still say A&M College.
Yeah, so that's right.
Things change. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, the ATM, I want to say, showed up on the football helmets back with Amory Ballard. I mean, that's been around for a long time. There's no doubt about that. And the point that they mentioned about the branding, I mean, that does make sense. But, you know, you think about branding in athletics, and you don't necessarily think about branding in areas outside of athletics. You should, I understand that. But you kind of also expect that the university itself will take care of itself when it comes to that branding. In other words, if you're doing a good job, that's solved. Branding, hang on, hello.
People are forgetting that the T-Star ties into the Lone Star State.
Yeah, that's that does. That leaves a part of it out. You know, if your school ranks high in all sorts of things that are important from an academic standpoint, you don't really have to brand it. People find it, okay? I have no idea what Johns Hopkins logo looks like, okay?
That's a good point.
I pretty much know that when it comes to medical stuff, they're pretty good. Stanford's an S. I have no idea. Harvard, I think Harvard has a traditional look to their seal.
I think Harvard's just an H.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, if you see the entire name, it's the Leland Stanford Junior University. Okay? That's what it's called.
Yep.
You see a diploma, it says the Leland Stanford Junior University, which means, wait a minute, I thought I was going to the big university.
I paid all this money to go to Leland? I didn't go to Leland.
Hello?
I had the opportunity, General Manager Ben Down.
Oh, yeah.
I had the opportunity to visit with some French speakers yesterday.
Oh, did you? How'd that go?
Yeah. It went well.
Okay.
It went well. Très bon. And they were from Belgium.
Yeah.
And so I walked in, and it was I met some old friends, and mm-hmm. I also met some new people, and one of them asked me to take the Aggie ring off because he wanted to just look at it close up.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Yeah, he said we have nothing like he says you all wear this. He says we have nothing like this anywhere in Europe nothing like this. So I think it's cool. I realize that we're changing the branding on it, but I do feel like our current design's a little more subtle. I do travel to DC sometimes to do the broadcasting Lord's work up there.
Right. You are, after all, the AM guy.
Yeah, I am the AM guy. Yeah. I got introduced that way at dinner the other night. I thought Scott was going to die.
That's anyway. That's bigger than Area Man. I mean, he is the AM guy.
I like you meet Ben Downs. He's the AM guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. And it was, I like it the way it is. But the first thing we do whenever we walk in those rooms is, like one of my friends from UT said, you guys go into a room, the first thing you do is start sniffing for that ring.
What?
And
that is something that a guy from UT would say, though, right?
That's right. And yeah. But there's always one. There's always one. And it's I like the old design. I think it's kind of subtle. I don't think it yells as much. But then again, I am really old, so you would expect me to do whatever is the old anything, right?
Yeah. Now I need to tell you this. I don't know if you have your calendar set for the month of June, but there might be something that you would want to attend.
Uh-oh.
The city of Los Angeles will be hosting June 6th and 7th, CatCon.
CatCon,
which is billed as a...
Hold on, put on my radio announcer voice. It's CatCon.
That's right. It sounds so good on that. Sounds so good on that telephone.
Yeah. Sharp.
Okay. It's Comic-Con for cat lovers. The convention will feature cat-related jewelry, art, clothing, furniture.
No.
There'll be cat miniatures, even cat-shaped urns to store your deceased kitty's ashes in.
Tell me they're not allowed to bring the actual pets.
No, I hope not.
Me too.
No one goes out with a cat. No. You know, it's just, you know,
also,
say, it's time to take the cat for a drag.
Yep. there will be a cat adoption village, because after all, it takes a village. And there will be
to raise a cat.
Yeah, and there will be celebrity guest speakers, some of whom are cats. So there you go.
Okay. And exactly how will one speak cat?
I have no idea. Maybe they'll have Andrew Lloyd Webber's cats running on a loop.
Man,
I have no idea.
It's so sad that the two things that the two hobbies I have, cats and Star Trek, attract the craziest damn people in America.
They do. Oh, and I have this gigantic wealth of Star Trek stuff today. I mean, it's like an embarrassment of riches when it comes to Ben Geekism. Are you going to be in the radio station anytime this morning?
I'm standing outside now, looking up, just dreading
it. All right, well, come on, right up the elevator and we'll do Star Trek.
Oh, boy.
All right, thank you. In the meantime, let's talk about the 50 greatest live albums ever. Well, I'll give you the top 8 because I don't do 10 of anything. And we'll see how you feel about this. First, Patrick, do you have one?
Just one from my era, and it was Nirvana Live, New York Live Unplugged.
Okay,
or Live Unplugged in New York.
Yeah, it did make it. Okay.
not surprised.
Kevin, you have one?
Kiss Alive or Frampton Comes Alive has got to be the two.
Yeah, okay. Well, Kiss Alive is number 6, and so that makes it. All right, so here we go. The Bob Dylan Live 1966.
Oh, wait. Yeah. It didn't make the top 8. It was the number 10 album.
Oh, okay.
MTV Unplugged in New York.
I don't do 10. I'm sorry.
I understand, I'm back there.
All right. Number 8 is Kick Out the Jams by MC5. Live / Dead by Grateful Dead.
Own that
number
one.
7. That makes sense. Alive from Kiss. Number 5, Live at the Regal, B.B. King. Number 4, I owned this, Live at Leeds, The Who.
Yep.
Number 3, I owned this and really liked it, at Folsom Prison, Johnny Cash.
Yeah, oh, I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, see, and that is, that's a good one. Number 2, at Fillmore East, the Allman Brothers Band.
That was an incredible album.
And number 1, Live at the Apollo, James Brown.
Ha!
I stood in line to try to see James Brown dead at the Apollo, and... No, I did. I tried to stand in line to see him you know, when he laid in state in Harlem, and the line was just too long. But I think now J.J. Ruffino did see him. As soon as he died, apparently they booked a flight and got up there. We didn't go up there to do that. We just happened to be there, and I said, let's go down to see James Brown's body. My wife looked at me and said, okay. But we did. That's okay. We rode the train down there to do that, but it was not necessarily comfortable because I think it was in the end of the year when he died, and it was not
kind of chilly.
But I did. I tried to see him dead because I didn't see him live.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing. 731-1500 or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to care for your child. A pediatrician who's board certified and kid sensitive. A pediatrician you trust, who's backed by the strength of the region's premier healthcare system. St. Joseph pediatricians are convenient, connected, responsive, and caring. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
News Talk 1620 WTW, now in the studio.
I have made it to the top. By the way,
yeah.
Good news yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The second elevator is being worked on and will be returned to operation soon.
Huzzah!
Today at 10.
Yeah.
Today at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Engineers from across America are meeting at WTAW's transmitter site to work on that darned HD project of ours.
Because we keep telling people we are and we ain't.
We are really trying.
We
man.
Have been in the past.
We have really tried. But anyway, phase three of the repair is supposed to take place
happening
today.
Soon, we hope.
Well,
for that.
If you hear weird noises or something starting about 10 o'clock today,
okay. That'll
be Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, it will. Star Trek fans are riding the emotional roller coaster as rumors regarding the third installment of the new film series begin to surface, while Commander Riker of Star Trek, The Next Generation, informed Trekkies that a new television show based on the sci-fi classic will probably never happen. Jonathan Frakes... By the way, his wife, Jeannie Francis, is going back to General Hospital at the age of, 94, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. She doesn't need the money.
He's not a spring chicken anymore.
Well, no, he's not. But and he doesn't need the money either. But anyway, he said that he approached CBS with a pitch for a new show based on the sci-fi series. The network, who currently owns the Star Trek rights, not interested at all in developing it.
Wait. He went back to CBS?
Yeah, because they own the rights.
It was... It was Paramount.
He said, right. When he approached CBS with
even though it was all syndicated, it was not run on network TV shows, stations.
Right.
It was run on indies.
Yep.
But I remember at the close it had Paramount, so
that's
it
would
have been CBS.
Yeah. They have no interest in developing it.
Well, thank goodness there's only about 900 other people in America now, Netflix and all these people who are doing their own stuff.
Well, and they're going to do the movies. They're going to make their money off the movies. And according to TrekNews.net, I know you probably already know this one.
Right, I haven't opened my email yet.
Okay. next one will be released July the 8th, 2016. Rumors circulating around the latest Trek installment suggest a possible shoot in Dubai, a possible cameo by William Shatner. William Shatner.
I can hardly wait.
Of all the foes I have encountered in my travels.
Yeah.
This was the most...
Most what?
Human.
Yeah. You know what he's going to do is he's going to take off his shirt and play Jabba the Hutt.
Wrong show.
Anyway, and
cameo by William Shatner. Yeah, let's put that at the top of the masthead. There, we sure want to see that.
The expectation is that the cast from the last two Treks, as Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto and Zoe Saldana.
You better learn her name because she's really famous.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
she was on Star Trek. She was Avatar. She's been all of this stuff. She was on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
She's everywhere. She's like Jeff Goldblum that year that he was in three number one television shows.
Now he's just movies. He's just on Portlandia. Yeah. Anyway, and so anyhow, will they be in number three? And Star Trek fans also probably would like to know exactly how Leonard Nimoy will be honored. So, you know. Yes.
That's great. Uh-huh. You know, knowing that there's an actual date certain means that I'll probably start working out again just to be sure I could be there. But
strange the motivations we had. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, back to the gym. I got to hang on for another year.
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm most worried about is that awful, awful rumor you brought up that Wes Wheaton is going to be. I mean, not Wes Wheaton. Who am I saying?
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton is going to be the captain of the old Starship Enterprise, probably G or H by that time.
That would probably
he'll
be
have
bad.
To pry himself out of the cameos that he does during Big Bang.
Yeah, no, I can't.
But no, you reported it.
I did. But I just because they reported it, then look,
they may have done that just
agent,
just to watch us all turn pale.
His agent
make us be
that.
Grateful for whoever. Whoever
Action
really
Sports
get.
Is proud That's to it. Announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, ride has evolved.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 7th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washbangers. Let me recap a few things that you may not have noticed. Just in the last several months, Harvey Washbangers has been featured on CNBC and the Huffington Post. Then there was a worldwide recognition in Bon Appetit Online, followed shortly thereafter by Travel and Leisure Online. Not too long ago, we were featured on the Texas Bucket List, and just recently, we were written up in Draft Magazine's February issue. Draft Magazine is the nation's premier craft beer publication. We just got recognition from TripAdvisor with 4.5 stars out of a possible 5 for the best burger in the area. And last year, we were featured in National Coin-Op Magazine, the premier publication for the laundry industry. Then there was the San Antonio Express News, the USA Today, and I guess I could go on, but there seems to be a pattern developing. That leads me to a question. Ever wonder what everyone else seems to know that maybe you missed out on? Now a second question. If you haven't been in, geez, what's it going to take? Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Rodden College Station, home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's first and still best gourmet burger.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Good morning, about 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Spectacular run of weather. I mean, for probably better part of 6 or 7 days. We're going to have no mention of rain in the forecast and a high of about 80 degrees, so enjoy that. Mother's Day coming up. That in mind, teens make better driving decisions when their mom is in the car.
Well, duh.
Yeah, that is according to a study out of the University of Illinois. Teens were asked to drive through a simulation as quickly as possible in an experiment designed to encourage risky driving decisions. When driving alone, the teens ran through yellow lights about 55% of the time,
but with mom sitting next to them, the rate of running the yellow light dropped to 45%.
Yeah, because they weren't texting anymore.
Well, that's also true. The study also found having mom in the car changed teens' brain activity.
Yeah, when the fear.
When the teens are alone, running through a yellow light caused an uptick in blood flow to the brain's reward center.
Yes!
But when mom's there, brain images showed that the reward center did not get that same impulse when that happened. That's because mom's cutting a look over there.
Reward center is just such a fun term because they always associate it with rats, too, pushing the button.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Pavlov walks into a bar. Somebody rings a bell, and he goes home to feed the dog. Uh-huh. When was the last time we had a good Pavlov joke? That's what I'm just saying.